This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back live. Paul Joseph Watson, who's visiting family in Spain, will be hosting the rest of the fourth hour. I want to get to all your calls, but I'll try to get to as many as I can right now. McQueen in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, sir, how you doing today?
I'm honored to talk to you, brother. Thank you.
Honor's all mine. First-time caller, long-time listener. I'm a truck driver, so I stream as much as I can pretty much every day. I had a really quick couple points. I'll make it quick. One, I have a Google Pixel phone. That thing hates streaming your page, so I always have to go into developer options and edit running services so that it'll actually stream it. It seems like they like to put little programs in there that slows down my bandwidth whenever I go on your page.
Oh, absolutely.
So you might want to look into. The second thing is, I'm a truck driver, like I said. I'm an owner-operator. I had 2 points on that. One, a lot of us aren't dealing with the threats and the possible harm that all these riots and stuff like that are posing to us. I can tell you, I'm not an advocate for violence or anything like that, but a lot of us are starting to take matters into our hands, bringing things that we can use to protect ourselves.
As you should.
The open carry states where you don't have to have a license. So you can open carry as long as you're legally allowed to contain a weapon. That's another thing. I exercise my right in that, too.
Good.
And the third thing is, if you ever have problems with shipments, if you go and buy a trailer, I'm sure you got a lot of truckers that are listeners that would love to help you out.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just telling listeners there's breakdowns at the warehouses and breakdown because of the COVID hysteria. They'll have a meatpacking plant where, like, a third of them test positive, but no one's sick, but they shut the plant down. It's insane fear-mongering.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you had a trucker, or someone who was related to a trucker earlier that called in and said that the companies have warehouses full of product. That's true. I've seen it with my own eyes. They wouldn't even sell it to us. I mean, we could see it, and then we'd go in their store directly, and they don't even have anything on the shelf, and the customer representative says they don't have anything. And it's like, wow, okay.
The big corporations are in on it, Brother McQueen. God bless you. Thank you for holding. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up next here? Roy in Colorado. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Welcome, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm first-time caller, long-time listener from Colorado. Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor and a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Honor to talk to you, brother.
I just wanted to plug a couple of your products I've been taking now for a while, Survival Shield X2, DNA Force Plus, and Bodies. They have all helped me tremendously with hip pain and just overall well-being. I just wanted to thank you for those products. I'm going to continue to buy those and stay in good health because, in these times, we definitely need things like that to keep us sane because it's turning into a crazy world. But I'm going to get right to it. I just want to praise you and the whole InfoWars team and in Jesus' name, and God bless you all. I've been listening to you guys for years. I listen to you most every day, and I keep your team in my prayers.
Thank you for keeping us in the fight, because that's all I want to do is stay in the fight. I think about how important the show is everything we talked about comes true, and as things get worse and worse, I think about everybody else who's been silenced. Thank you for helping us build this infrastructure. Thank you for helping us build Bandai Video and the satellites and the radio and the crew. Thanks you, because it's scary to see our popularity rise, as we know the enemy wants to shut us down. Can you imagine once they shut us down how bad it's going to get if they're successful?
And I hope that never happens. Man, you and the entire network mean so much to believers in Christ and to the whole body of Christ. And I can see him working miracles through you and your team and through your channel. And it's touching millions of people.
Oh, you're right. It's not us. It's God. That's another reason people shouldn't thank me. It's literally God. I feel pathetic and dirty, actually. As much discernment and the Holy Ghost as I get, I feel dirty. People are like, don't you feel powerful? I'm like, I feel like filthy. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, because you're close to God like that, and then you feel how sinful you are. You know what I'm talking about?
I hear you. I hear you, brother. Loud and clear. Feel the same way. I just want to let you know that I think your channel is so great. It's even helped me, I think, wake up or possibly even save some of my own family members, even my mom. I'm so proud of her. She went to the InfoWars store and she bought a year's supply of the storable food. And I just went and helped her unload it, put it in her basement.
Brother, that's insurance you can eat. Call me back. I'm sorry the other callers. Paul Joseph Watson is taking over right now. Got to as many of you as I could. I love you. I appreciate you. All right, Paul Joseph Watson's coming up. I got one more thing to add. Stay with us.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach, so it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWars. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over in T-minus 2 minutes. But I just want listeners to understand something. YouTube sent us a message saying your video titled See the Report Censored by YouTube Under UN Orders is just a little sub-channel that Greg Reese has. He posts them to band.video. But they tell him in the letter that we have on InfoWars.com that the UN says you're not allowed to do that. That's inside world government telling citizens what they can do through an AI platform. So because Congress won't act, we're now under UN control. And the video report shows Forbes and the New York Times and the CDC's own website saying that COVID's a hoax and that the tests are fake. Doesn't mean it's, some people don't die from it. It's a cold bug. And it was manufactured in a lab so Bill Gates and Fauci can own it. They actually own it. It's just insane. But that video needs to get tens of millions of views, not a million views. I think it'll have a million views in a few days. It'll have 200,000 by the time the show's over. But it needs to get out. People need to know, hey, the UN banned this video. See the video the UN banned because it exposed the COVID hoax. I'm going to change the name of the video to that. I'll make it the featured video at band.video. And I just want to expose these monsters. I mean, it's so crazy what's all come out and all the things they've done. And in Texas, it's 0.032, the death rate. I mean, and then if you try to show those rates or medical doctors, they ban them. The war room comes up in about 15 minutes after I get off and Paul Watson gets off with Owen Schroyer and others. That's a very important transmission. Please spread the links to that. Please tell folks about the local radio stations and TV stations, and please support those local stations. All right, taking over from the United Kingdom is Paul Joseph Watson from Summit.News. Be sure and check out that great site as well, Paul Joseph Watson.
Good to be back, and we are going to continue talking about the coronavirus because we have a situation in Melbourne, Australia, and throughout Australia in general, at least part of it, where there is an unmitigated police state lockdown in response to yet another relatively mild outbreak of coronavirus. But I'm going to preface that by talking about New Zealand, of course, a neighboring country of Australia. Headline, New Zealand goes into lockdown after just 4 new cases of coronavirus. This is the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who, of course, is a globalist darling because she basically confiscated everybody's guns last year after the mosque attack. She has ordered parts of New Zealand. Now, bear in mind, New Zealand is a country that hasn't had not a death, but not a single coronavirus case in 102 days. This is a country which throughout the entire pandemic, coronavirus has killed just 22 people. I mean, there are probably more deaths over that same period in New Zealand of people getting eaten by sharks, people getting bitten and dying from spiders or snakes or things like that. 22 people total have died in New Zealand over the course of the entire coronavirus pandemic. Now they've ordered parts of the country, including Auckland, of course, a major population capital, into lockdown after four people were infected with coronavirus. Oh, and by the way, these four people are all from the same family. ABC News Australia reports the infected people are from the same family in South Auckland. Arden's response to four people from the same family being infected was to order a three-day level three lockdown of Auckland, while the rest of the country will go into a level two lockdown. Now, what does that mean under level three in terms of Auckland? Well, it means travel restrictions. All travel into Auckland is suspended. It means schools closing, bars closing, businesses closing, people being asked to stay at home. Again, all because four people from one family, presumably in one home, were infected with coronavirus. The first people across the entire country of New Zealand to be infected after 102 days of zero cases. Now, somebody was posting or writing into the lockdownskeptics.org website, which featured this article, and they said, yeah, we have cases, all four of them. Who'd have predicted that maintaining pristine isolation of New Zealand from the rest of the world couldn't be maintained forever? Announced at 9 p.m. tonight and enacted by midday tomorrow, precisely and exactly as bizarre and arbitrary as the recent flip-flops in UK policy. Now we get on to Australia, because as I write in this article, if the Kiwis copy their close neighbours Australia, expect enforcement of the new lockdown measures to be draconian in nature. Because since the start of last week, the state of Victoria in Australia, which includes the city of Melbourne, is subjected to an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. Now, what's different about this curfew, this coronavirus lockdown in the state of Victoria in Australia, is that it's not being enforced by people in Walmart screeching at you for not wearing a mask, who have no real powers of detainment, obviously. It's not even being enforced by police who merely ask you to put on the mask, and then if you still refuse, issue you with a spot fine. This is being enforced by outright police brutality. And we had yet another example of that in Australia emerge yesterday. Headline video shows police putting chokehold on woman for violating lockdown. Again, this is in Melbourne, Australia. And you can see the video for yourself. It's embedded in this article. By the way, I noticed that that video has just been deleted from Twitter, so I'm going to have to go in and replace that video. But another version of it is actually posted in the follow-up article, which I did. And it's actually a better video because it's closer. Entitled, Reddit Leftists Celebrate Police Putting Woman in Chokehold for Not Wearing a Face Mask. If you go to the original article, the denizens of Twitter enforcement have deleted that video because apparently it's causing a big stir in Australia. Basically, it shows a woman outside a clothing store being put in a chokehold by a male police officer, being wrestled to the ground while he maintains this chokehold. Again, forcefully wrestled to the ground, grappled to the ground. He then sits on her, and it becomes clear from the exchange in the conversation that she's being literally chokeholded and wrestled to the ground for not wearing a face mask in public. You can see part of the video here. And then if you take a look at the follow-up article, which I did today, headline, Reddit leftists celebrate police putting woman in chokehold for not wearing a face mask. Bearing in mind, these are the same people who for the past 2.5 months have been either supporting or actively engaging in protests and riots over the death of George Floyd because he was basically put in a chokehold, you can call it that. He was asphyxiated. Of course, the fact that he was high on fentanyl, had just committed fraud, and was a career criminal, you know, we put that to one side. This woman who's not wearing a face mask, though, she deserves it. Leftists on Reddit suddenly dropped all concerns about police brutality to celebrate a video of a woman in Australia being put in a chokehold by a cop because she wasn't wearing a face mask outside. This video actually shows it up close, so it's worse than the one that came out yesterday. However, many of the same leftists who have been decrying police brutality for the past 2 months plus, in some cases protesting and rioting against it, apparently think police brutality is just fine when enforcing COVID-19 lockdowns. So this video, which you're watching now, was proudly posted on the subreddit called Justice Served. It has over 35,000 upvotes and is entitled, "This is how the Australian police will deal with you if you treat public health and safety directives as a threat to your masculinity or nut job conspiracy." So you have respondents on this thread literally reacting with glee, with wanton abandon and glee, to this video of a woman screaming as she's manhandled by her throat to the ground by a police officer, significantly taller, significantly bigger than her. They don't care about police brutality. They don't care about somebody being potentially choked to death. In fact, they even say, oh, but she was able to talk while he had her hands around her neck, so that makes it okay. Yeah, I seem to recall George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe," over and over again, while the officer had his knee on Floyd's neck. But then it was a totally different equation, obviously, because he was an African-American career criminal, high on fentanyl, who had just committed fraud. So in that case, it was bad, but because this woman wasn't wearing a mask, police brutality is good. We'll be back on the other side, Summit.News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to Summit News with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the Spectator has announced that Joe Biden has selected his running mate with an announcement possible today. So we'll bring that news to you if it happens before the end of this hour. Of course, hopefully for his sake, it's somebody who can string along two sentences and can actually talk and debate. Because it's not looking too good for old Uncle Joe as we get closer to the debates with the mainstream media desperately trying to find any reason to get him out of those debates. But we're continuing to talk about the coronavirus lockdown in Australia, where, again, they had a cluster of cases. Now, of course, it's mandatory to wear face masks everywhere, as it is here in Spain. Of course, the fact that the normal surgical face mask that the vast majority of people are walking around in don't block out 97% of particles doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter that experts in Sweden, which we're going to get onto, basically now has zero COVID cases whatsoever after not locking down, which experts in the Netherlands say are completely pointless. That is the law, and if you defy the law, in Melbourne, Australia, it's not just a fine, it's a literal chokehold in the case of this woman who was dragged to the ground. And leftists are celebrating it. The same leftists who, for the past 2 months, as I said, were rioting in the streets and smashing store windows because George Floyd was choked to death, as they claim. When it happens to this woman, because she committed the crime of not wearing a mask, and like George Floyd, she wasn't pointing guns at the stomachs of pregnant women. Apparently that's okay. She committed the crime of not wearing a mask. She was manhandled, choked, wrestled to the ground. And the video of that is being celebrated by leftists on a subreddit called Justice Served. 35,000 upvotes in this big hailing, big celebration, big festivity over this woman screeching and screaming as she's dragged to the ground by the corona cop. Some respondents put their comments after the video. One of them said, quote, "Every anti-masker deserves this. Stand your ground rules should apply to interactions with them as they are threats to others." These are people, these are the kind of people I talk about who will literally leap out of the way if they see somebody walking towards them in the opposite direction. That happens in Britain. I talked about it on last week's show. These are the people who will literally throw hot coffee over people for not wearing a face mask. They'll literally mace people in the face, as we saw in California, with that couple having a picnic for not wearing a face mask. Another commenter responded to the video of the woman being choked by the corona cop by saying, "Wish my country would enforce masks like this. Maybe then we would not lead the world in COVID deaths." Or as she put it, COVID deaths. Another one said, "Oh, we need some of that energy here in the States." So these same leftists who've been decrying police brutality, George Floyd, for the past 2.5 months, been saying that we need a fundamental revolution of society. We need to defund police departments. We need to kick out mayors. These are the people now sitting the woman in the chokehold, consistent as ever. Somebody responded with an ounce of sanity by saying, quote, "People on here are saying the cop isn't choking her. If she's able to say she's being choked. Pretty much the same as when people defended the George Floyd cops because they claimed if he can say he can't breathe, then he can breathe." Of course, as we know from the body cam footage, George Floyd was saying, "I can't breathe," before the officers even put their hands on him. That was bad, but it's okay when a woman gets choked out for not wearing a mask in Australia. And this is the police state. If this is what they're doing with people who don't wear masks, what are they going to do to people who don't take the vaccine? We had another story out of Australia last week Woman left with severe bruising after being arrested by police for being outside during lockdown again. They're supposed to get fines, and in Australia, I think they put the fines up to $5,000 on-the-spot fine. But in many instances, as we've seen, the police are just bowling into them, dragging them to the ground, choking them, putting them in handcuffs. They don't even attempt to find them. Are these women being belligerent? Well, the woman in the chokehold was kicking out. But again, if that happened to an African-American career criminal, the left would decry it. In this case, they celebrate. We also have this article on the same subject out of Australia. Melbourne coronavirus checkpoints to ensure workers allowed to leave their homes. Now, of course, after the coronavirus lockdown was announced, the new lockdown was announced just about 10 days ago. Eyewitness reports said that police officers and National Guard were literally outside residential tower blocks within minutes of authorities announcing this new lockdown in Melbourne in the state of Victoria. Well, now as part of its strict new lockdown law, authorities in Melbourne have set up highway checkpoints at which residents have their papers scrutinized to ensure they're allowed to leave their homes. Now, of course, the state of Victoria announced a state of disaster. That's what they called it. An 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew on residents. And now the law is also being enforced by a series of checkpoints to determine if people have a legitimate reason to be traveling. They're literally stopping people on the highway and asking them for work permits to see if they're able to go to their job. Sydney Watson tweeted, "My brother sent me this photo yesterday of a checkpoint he had to go through in Melbourne to make sure he had a work permit to leave his house. Police and army there. Literal army checkpoints, checking your papers, deciding whether you're free to go to work in the morning." This is the corona tyranny that we've been warning about for months and months and months, and it only seems to be getting worse. She said he was stressing because his permit had an error on it, and he didn't know what the consequences would be. Well, of course, we had the story last week out of New York, which also announced COVID checkpoints in an attempt to catch anyone who flouts their 14-day quarantine order. Which is interesting because we have the same order here, or back in the UK. Of course, I'm in Spain at the moment, but when I do fly back to the UK, under the law, I'm going to have to quarantine under de facto house arrest for 2 weeks, and you're not even allowed to leave your house to get shopping. You have to have somebody else bring you shopping. You're not even allowed outside to exercise. Now, in the UK, it was a little bit Benny Hill, a little bit rinky-dink, because when they started asking the government, how are you going to enforce this? They basically said, oh, we're going to text message 1 in 5 people and ask them if they're quarantining. And yeah, I'm sure everybody will comply with that. But in Australia and in New York, they're not messing around. Of course, de Blasio announced last week that he would have COVID checkpoints on major bridges, major areas around the country, checking the papers of anyone who had traveled into New York, because now if you travel into New York, even from within the United States, you have to quarantine. You have to put yourself under house arrest for 14 days minimum, and they're going to have checkpoints just like in Melbourne, trying to catch anyone flouting that. Absolutely incredible. And if all this was necessary, then maybe you could understand it to a certain degree. If coronavirus was this earth-shattering pandemic, of course, we know from polls, which I talked about in my latest video, polls show that literally Americans think that 9% of the American population has died from coronavirus. They think 30 million Americans in the United States have died from coronavirus. When you look at women, they think 10% have died, so even more. Similar figure in the UK, they think 7% of the UK population, which is 5 million people, have died from coronavirus. The actual number is around 50,000. Constant drumbeat of media hysteria has greased the skids for the kind of checkpoint papers please tyranny we're seeing in Melbourne, now also in New York. We'll be back on the other side. Summit.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lives. But now, here we are, already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special.
50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is Beyond Probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, you know for a fact what's coming next. It's not just going to be papers, please, for you to travel interstate, for you to travel job. It's going to be, do you have the vaccine? Do you have the mark? If you don't, not just a ban on international travel, they're going to ban interstate travel. They're at least going to propose doing this for people who don't take the vaccine. Of course, Vladimir Putin has come out today and said that Russia has a COVID-19 vaccine almost ready. They're talking about shipping out 500 million doses a year across the world. He says he's tested it or had it tested on his own daughter, who, by the way, had an adverse reaction, but she was fine after that, apparently. People aren't too happy with that. Of course, the mainstream media, the political class, the vaunted health authorities, don't like any discussion of an actual cure for coronavirus.
whatever your take on the vaccine, I'm certainly not taking it. They're very unhappy with Russia for saying that they've got a coronavirus vaccine ready. And as far as what will happen to people who don't take it, we have this headline. Video: doctor recommends children wear yellow badges if they haven't been vaccinated. Now, I don't know what kind of stunt he was trying to pull. We know the connotations of yellow badges. This was Dr. Mark Siegel, who appeared on Tucker Carlson's show last night, suggested that children should wear yellow badges bearing the phrase "No hugs, please" if they have not received a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, that's interesting because, of course, we had mayors in Italy back in late February telling people in cities like Florence to literally go out in the streets and hug Chinese people to prove they weren't racist. Because, of course, this was back during the time when people like Nancy Pelosi, people like de Blasio, were saying, go out in the streets of New York, go out in the streets of San Francisco, and celebrate the Chinese Lunar New Year by hugging Chinese people and mingling with thousands of them in the streets. They soon changed their tune, didn't they? Now we've got a doctor going on Fox News talking about kids being plastered with yellow stars or yellow badges. Not much difference. If they don't take the coronavirus, and what is all this in aid of? It's in aid of a virus which in the UK killed less people than the 2017-2018 flu season. And then we look to Sweden. We've talked about it from the beginning. The one thing that Sweden got right in the past 3 decades was they did not lock down. They trusted their own population, unlike in Melbourne, where they're choke-holding their population to the floor. They trusted their own population to engage in these less severe social distancing measures. And look what happened. We were proven right once again. And by the way, I was wrong about this from the start, because I saw the threat of coronavirus. I saw people like de Blasio, people like Nancy Pelosi downplaying it. But as soon as it became politically advantageous, of course, they completely exaggerated it, exploited it for political grist. But we have this headline out of Summit.News. In Sweden, where there was no lockdown, COVID cases and deaths have slowed to a trickle. The death rate is lower than Spain, the UK and Italy, and their economy is in far better shape. They haven't destroyed the future of their next generation. Confounding claims by many that its open society approach to coronavirus would spectacularly backfire, which of course all the vaunted health experts said it would at the start. Sweden, which didn't enforce any mandatory lockdown order, has seen its coronavirus cases and deaths slow to a trickle. Back in March, when Sweden announced that it would adopt a different approach to much of the rest of the world and aim for herd immunity, which of course was Boris Johnson's initial policy before he was stampeded and scaremongered into changing it to go for this global WHO lockdown policy. In Sweden, public health experts and media commentators were aghast at the decision, warning that the country's hospitals would be overwhelmed with COVID victims. Summing up the attitude towards Sweden's approach, Danish journalist Lisbeth Davidson said it was, quote, like watching a horror movie. Fast forward 5 months and the horror show predicted by many has completely failed to materialize. Again, this is the country that imposed no lockdown. They kept the schools open. They kept the restaurants open. They kept the businesses open. They did not mandate mask wearing. And what happened? While fears of a second wave of coronavirus continue to plague other European countries that completely locked down and enforced draconian face mask rules, Sweden has recorded barely a trickle of COVID cases and deaths so far in August. We have the numbers in this graph up on the screen from the article. Of course, Newsweek reported on this last week as well. In August, Sweden has registered just one death from the coronavirus, one death alone. The story is the same in hospitals. COVID-19 is hardly registering as a blip on the radar. Sweden has reported just 4 new COVID-19 patients in their ICUs in August. Because, as I was talking about earlier in the show, New Zealand had 4 new cases and locked down massive areas of their country. The month of July saw only 52 COVID-19 patients in ICUs. Doesn't take a math whiz to come to the conclusion that the epidemic appears to have been wrapped up in Sweden for months. Again, because they've partly achieved herd immunity. Asserting that there is no evidence anywhere in the world that lockdowns or masks have stopped the spread of the virus. Again, those masks everyone's wearing don't stop 97% of particles. They're completely pointless. Schachtel notes how public health experts, disregarding hundreds of years of proven science on herd immunity, who are responsible for the economic catastrophe which the world will now suffer. 100 million in extreme poverty, as I'm going to get onto in the next article. But as Newsweek acknowledged last week, Sweden's COVID-19 death rate is lower than Spain, UK and Italy, countries which all imposed lockdowns. In the case of Spain and Italy, draconian lockdowns. Then you compare the GDP falls. I think in the UK we had a GDP drop of more than 20%. Similar case in other European countries. Sweden's GDP fall in the second quarter of 2020 is only 8.6%. Of course, they were somewhat impacted by the rest of the world locking down. But in comparison to other countries in the Eurozone, they've escaped relatively injury-free in terms of ruining the economic prospects of their next generation. So Sweden didn't lock down, didn't enforce any of this face mask tyranny. They've come through the virus. There's no second wave. The hospitals are not overrun. They've had one coronavirus death this month. Absolutely incredible, given that all the same health experts at the start of this pandemic, or a little way into it at least, were literally predicting death on a scale of hundreds of thousands of people in Sweden. They've had 5,000 total deaths, and now they've basically got through the pandemic. Their economy survived. They have a trickle of cases. Meanwhile, global lockdowns set to plunge 100 million into extreme poverty. And of course, that's not even mentioning the 50,000 cancer deaths minimum in the United Kingdom. Bearing in mind we've had around 50,000 corona deaths. 50,000 deaths of just cancer victims. That's excess cancer deaths. Because people didn't get the treatment they needed during that whole pandemic period over the past 5 months. Because they were either denied it because we said they told us the hospitals were overloaded while all the nurses were rehearsing TikTok dances for 3 months, or because they were afraid to go into the hospitals because of this hysteria from the media that has resulted, as I said before the break, in seven people in the UK believing 7% of the population is dead from coronavirus. That's 5 million people. It's actually been 50,000, 100 times. Times less. Simply because of the hysteria put out by the media. In the United States, people believe coronavirus has killed 30 million people. It's killed what? At last count, 165,000? Is that terrible? Yes, it's bad. Would 85 to 90% of those people have died anyway because they were old and ill and infirm? Yes. The total number of deaths as a result of global poverty, people being denied treatment, people being afraid to get treatment, people not getting treated for TB, will kill millions, millions more than coronavirus.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We get into a few final news stories here in the last segment. First, I want to direct your attention to the Reopen America Back to School specials available at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive 60% discounts on a ton of your favorite products, as well as double Patriot points. We have the pure turmeric extract available for 25% off. We have Bodies, the excellent joint supplement formula, available for a massive 50% off. Definitely time to stock up on that. Also 50% off is the powerful Turbo Force Energy Metabolism and Alertness Energy Drink. Of course, personally recommend that. Absolutely empowering in terms of the energy without that junk feeling that you get from the usual energy drinks, without that come down. Turbo Force available and selling out quickly for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Brain Force, the excellent nootropic for mental clarity and concentration, again available for you to stock up right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, where you'll also find our line of storable food. If you haven't stocked up on storable food after this whole coronavirus pandemic, you're absolutely insane. It's food insurance. If nothing happens after a 25-year shelf life, you just eat the food and save a bunch of money anyway. And it all goes to supporting this network, one of the lone voices standing out against this coronavirus hysteria. As I said before the break, according to many experts now, the hysteria will kill more people than the virus itself. It's already killing people who can't get hospital treatment. We now see the draconian lockdown in places like Melbourne, Australia. And you can bet when the vaccine comes along, it's only going to get worse. So please support us and get your own food insurance by getting the line of storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the Mr. Bean star, the British comedian Rowan Atkinson, has come out today and joined a growing backlash against the Scottish government's proposed hate crime bill amid fears it could limit freedom of expression. Of course, Scotland is one of the most draconian countries in the Western world when it comes to restricting freedom of speech. You said you saw what they did to Count Dankula, Marcus Meacham, with his, quote, Nazi pug, and how they tried to put him in prison for that, for a joke. Well, now the comedy legend has joined more than 20 prominent cultural figures in signing a letter which calls on Holyrood ministers to make significant changes to the new legislation. So Rowan Atkinson is coming out in support of that because it could literally end comedy. And on that very subject, we now have this very insightful clip which was put out today, which I tweeted, called Comedians Against Comedy. Let's take a look.
It's 2020. The time for laughter is over.
See, a lot of people think that being a comedian is about getting laughs, writing jokes, or creating content.
But being a real comedian is about preventing others from getting laughs.
Writing naughty lists.
And having content removed from platforms of all kinds.
We at Comedians Against Comedy represent a growing number of comedians who strive to remove all comedy that isn't in direct alignment with Dove Soap's publicity team.
Call us crazy, but we subscribe to the idea that being a comedian is about challenging the idea that comedians should be challenging ideas.
It's about making a category of comedy that we deem unacceptable, and then lumping all of our peers into that category.
This is a window of acceptable thought. The comedy we allow takes place here.
Real comedy is about supporting political agendas.
Propaganda, if you will.
I'm just writing a list of 20 fellow comedians I want to have excommunicated.
Preventing comedy from happening is no laughing matter. That's why I study the greats. Carlin, Chappelle, Burr is material for problematic topics I can cancel them for.
Sometimes you just have to put pen to pad, writing angry letters to comedy clubs about which comedians shouldn't perform there.
Stopping comedy has been a journey, you know? I started canceling open mic comics back in Buffalo, and now here I am canceling comics in the New York City club scene.
That's why he's one of the best cancelers in the business.
You're being too kind. I'm just a hack club comic canceler. This guy cancels clean.
Guilty. I do tend to cancel clean comics. But there's nothing wrong with canceling rogue comics. I just wanted to challenge myself.
Soup Nazi? It's gotta be something, right?
I've done 37 late night sets and I have 1,500 Twitter followers.
Lately, we've taken a shining to crowd work canceling.
Yes, but we don't want to be seen just as crowd work cancelers. We still cancel comics with punchlines, too. I think Chappelle might have said something problematic in his latest special. We call that a cancel callback.
Today's the day the laughter died.
Oh, I just booked another festival. And we encourage audience members to be part of the solution by watching comedy in bad faith.
Arms crossed, angry, even if it's your day off.
Laughter is the worst medicine.
You know what's more cathartic than laughter? A venomous retweet.
They want me to do 20 minutes? That's going to be a problem. Join us and a growing group of comedians who say no to laughter and no to comedy.
Time's up, comedy.
Time's up, comedy.
North Korea does comedy right.
Between me and you, he's a bit of a cancel thief. He just retweets my cancels.
Now, of course, with the reemergence of Black Lives Matter, you have entire comedy shows being wiped from the face of history from these online on-demand services. We've had that in the UK with they tried to do it to Fawlty Towers. There was enough of a backlash for that to come back. But with Little Britain and other shows, they're being wiped from history altogether. Again, thanks to Black Lives Matter, the Marxist organization, literally founded by people who worship a cop-killing domestic terrorist fugitive who's on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list. And in fact, the salient upstanding member of the community that triggered the riots in Chicago a couple of nights ago. By the way, that story disappeared quickly, didn't it? You think of that story happening at any other time in recent American history before the last couple of years. Hundreds of people rioting and looting in Chicago. That would have been a top story for at least a week. It's already disappeared. Now we find out what prompted it. This is out of Information Liberation. Latrell Allen, meet the 20-year-old gangbanger whose shootout with police triggered mass looting in Chicago. This was the venerated, upstanding member of the community that many people who would normally be sympathetic with BLM cited as the reason for why they were shoplifting luxury items from department stores in downtown Chicago. Well, it turns out the gangbanger whose alleged shootout with police in Englewood triggered mass looting in Chicago on Sunday night has been identified as 20-year-old Latrell Allen, who was charged on Monday for attempted murder of police. His rap sheet includes previous arrests for child endangerment, domestic battery, and burglary, another upstanding member of the community. Here's a story which, again, like the Chicago riots, will disappear overnight. Not even that. As far as I've seen, it's not even being reported on by the likes of CNN or MSNBC. Can you imagine if a white person walked up to a five-year-old black kid in his backyard and shot him in the head for the crime of riding his bike on his property? I mean, that would be George Floyd on steroids. That would be George Floyd times 100. It happened in North Carolina. It's barely a news story. National File reports. Black man executes white child in broad daylight in North Carolina neighborhood. A white five-year-old boy was shot in the head and killed in broad daylight in a North Carolina neighborhood after it was alleged that he had ridden his bike into a neighbor's yard. Cannon Hinnan, 5 years old, was riding his bike with his sisters in a Wilson, North Carolina neighborhood on a summer's day outside his father's house when his young life was cut short. According to family members, he rode his bike onto the neighbor's property, prompting Darius Sessoms, another upstanding member of the community, 25 years old, to shoot him in the head at point-blank range. His sisters, 7 and 8, saw their brother get shot. Can you imagine the abject horror of this? On a Sunday afternoon, a 5-year-old kid on his bike getting shot in the head. And can you imagine if the roles were reversed and what Black Lives Matter would have to say about this? I mean, forget riots. There'd be outright civil war. It says, on Sunday, August 9th, sweet soul named Cannon Hinnan was taken from this world over a senseless act. One minute he's enjoying his life, the next it all ends because he rode his neighbor's yard. That story's going to disappear very quickly, isn't it? Just like the woman on the bridge in Indianapolis who was shot also in the head for saying white lives matter. Not even that, in fact. She said all lives matter, and for that crime, she was shot in the head. Again, barely made the news, was disappeared from the news within 2 days. Meanwhile, Biden splashes mendacious gasoline on the riots. He tweeted, "It's been 6 years since Michael Brown's life was taken in Ferguson, reigniting a movement. We must continue the work of tackling systemic racism and reforming policing." Of course, Michael Brown never said, "Hands up, don't shoot." The very foundation of the entire Black Lives Matter movement was a lie. Michael Brown, again, was another career criminal. Michael Brown charged Officer Darren Wilson and tried to grab his gun. That's why he was shot dead. Joe Biden, like a lot of things, seems to have forgotten about that. Meanwhile, Seattle business owners who had their windows smashed by BLM say they still support BLM. They had their windows smashed over and over again. The business owners told Como News they were fed up after 8 premises were targeted by vandals during another round of violent unrest last night on Seattle's First Hill. And the quotations given to the news outlets say they're a little bit fed up with it, but black lives do matter. So that gives them the right to trash our properties. We now have 75 consecutive nights of rioting in Portland. Will it ever end? Going to wrap it up. War Room coming up next. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.